What up, K-State Nation? Once again, this is another pregame right here on the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all here on this Friday. Pretty much the weekend, folks, for this podcast here, folks. Coming to you October 10th, 2025 here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things Kansas State sports, whether that is football, women's volleyball, women's soccer, coming up very soon. Men's and women's basketball, men's and women's golf has been busy. Women's tennis has been very active. Cross country recently last week. Obviously track and field later on down the road. I think I covered it here. And obviously K-State rolling as well. This is your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your Saturday when this pregame comes out. Your Saturday to listen to this episode if you're traveling to Bill Snyder Family Stadium for homecoming against TCU. Be safe out there. Have a safe drive out there. I will be out of town myself, not going to Manhattan, going to Nebraska. I've been quarter ahead, and I did not, as I sit here recording this podcast here this morning on this overcast Friday morning, did not post an episode yesterday there. My week has been just off, off there, so I apologize for that. But hopefully, I did record ahead, so hopefully, if I can stay on task today, there will be an episode every day this weekend, including today. So be on the lookout for that. Your K-State Wildcats every single day here on this podcast, 99.2% of the time here on this particular podcast. Make sure you do subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell if you like listening to everyday coverage here to stay up to date the best we can here for you guys. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Of course, Poppin' App taking a little bit of a time out right now due to limited equipment. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast for more K-State coverage over there. Obviously, myself and Alex Aiden. And then, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. All the homework here is out of the way here. Homecoming, folks. This is the KSU pregame edition. You've been following us throughout the year so far, unfortunately, for football, as it's been sticking up this year, including coming up blowing a 14-point lead against Baylor, where they should have won last week there. And now you're coming back home, homecoming, where we know this foe pretty well, TCU Horned Frogs on national television. Now, again, I will not be around the TV set. I will be in Nebraska, a team relay pretty much all day. And I'll have that covered on the EG3 podcast when I come back, Lord willing. Again, safe travels. So you're traveling this weekend. And of course, we got people going up there. I got a lot of people going up to Chicago currently for the Chicago Marathon. So there's a busy, busy weekend across the board in sports there as well. But K-State football focus there. K-State, obviously, here coming off of a loss, and they're playing the TCU. And in the second half of this, we'll go over the standings here and whatnot. And I might record a separate episode of the Big 12 scoreboard going into this week. And of course, while I'm thinking about that right now, reaction edition to this game will not come out until Monday night because I'll be coming back, and it's just going from here till probably in the next week. Probably going to be super busy trying to get ready for the half marathon race, trying to figure out some other things going on right now. So, yeah, I can probably understand why that. But, yeah, reactions will be coming out every Sunday night. But this one with TCU week game 7 of the 2025 K-State football season won't come out until Monday night. So, again, I'm going to try to have that done maybe when I get back, maybe probably. Because the Atlanta Falcons play Monday night as well, so I don't want to be dealing with too much recording and all that. So, yeah. Tell. Things are starting to really pick up here. And K-State football needs to pick up the tempo a little bit. Time. I looked at the schedule, link. Time's starting to run out. I think I said that on the reaction edition here of the show. If you were to grade out at least the first half of the season for K-State, because we're pretty much at the halfway mark. Homecoming, halfway point of the season, obviously a disappointment. It could be even more disappointment if Kansas State don't pick up 6 wins. And I'm not going to sit here and say that, because we all know that could be true. That, if I predict something bold, ain't going to happen. So, look, this season battling injuries all year. Dylan Edwards, the episode continues on him not staying healthy. Chris Klieman showing a little bit more frustration. Look, there's been frustration across the board. Coaching staff, players not playing up to their potential, things like that. It's just been a whole mess. It's just like this week. Or really the back end of this week. Just like this. So, you're at home, you get TCU, and you're facing yet again. So you gave up a lot of yards, what, 300, if my memory's correct, 357 last week. I got to go back and double check my numbers on Sawyer Robertson. Now you're going to face Josh Hoover? Ooh-wee! So look, it comes down to this. You have to, look, I don't know what's going to take for this team, because we've seen this team been in position so many times. Again, like I said in the reaction episode last week, that this team, at worst, could be, this record should be flipped at worst. 4-2 instead of sitting here 2-4, now asking questions about, all right, this team didn't even make a bowl? You're already not going to make the college football playoff. That's not even an issue. That should not even be a discussion. There, so y'all should take that out, including myself, even though, yes, I'm the podcaster here. And it's just a matter of fact that you came in with the expectations of competing for the opportunity, and this is the second year in a row that in this window that, again, coming back, rewind, back before we traveled over to Ireland. I didn't travel to Ireland. You guys, a lot of K-State Nation did, and unfortunately saw us lose that game against Iowa State. But again, it's just the fact that you came in here to this season for really the second year in a row with the expectation to say even more. The expectation, everybody, ESPN, everybody picking us to win the Big 12. That's not going to happen unless something ignites this team some way, some form, and we see somewhat of a wild turnaround. And I don't know if we're going to get that. I don't know if we're going to get that, because it seems like the coaching staff sitting their own ways. You know, I said last week on the reaction of Baylor, again, go check that Baylor reaction out if you have not already done so on the Pro Project Podcast feed, Eddie Greer III, KSU pregame edition, Game 7 TCU. When y'all listen to this, it'll be game day tomorrow. Well, I'm recording this on Friday morning, overcast Friday morning here in Kansas City, Missouri, October 10th, 2025. And so, look, you have that opportunity, and you're not, the coach staff setting their own ways, getting their own way, players making the same mistakes, same players don't want to, right? Same players getting hurt, whatnot. I mean, yeah, injury is a part of the game, I get that, but there's been a lot of questions about a couple individuals that maybe you're not putting forth effort. What I just said, Dylan Edwards, one of them. And it's not the first time I called him out on this podcast. And I'm not the only one that has a podcast that's called him out on this podcast. But it's just a matter of the situation is this for them now. You're at home. You have the crowd behind you. Look, I'm not gonna be in front of the TV screen. I will have my phone. I'm not gonna be paying much attention to it, at least not in the morning. Because yeah, I'm gonna be out in the middle of the state of Nebraska. But again, I'll be back home. I'll be back at the Airbnb and watch highlights of it. And watch the Chris Klieman post game. That's what I'm going to be paying attention to. But look, man, I just think, again, Avery, like I said last week, and I'm going to stick to this, right? Get the momentum early. And this team should have had a killer instinct. This team does not have the killer instinct to put teams away. They should have beat Baylor last week. Probably should have beat Arizona. Yeah, Arizona was, quote-unquote, a non-con game. But they're in a position they rally back in. They could have just put the throat down, put the feet down on the gas pedal on Arizona. Didn't do that when they had all that momentum in the third. There's just so many. You go back look at the first half of the season. There's just so many moments, missed opportunities for this Kansas State team to win games. They haven't done it. And again, the floor flip this record or this crappy record around. This is uncharted territory for the K-State football team. This record right here, just by itself. And you probably the last time we saw this, something like this, probably when, unfortunately, got called sky out, Jesse Ertz played that. I think we went 6-6 at one point or something like that toward the back end of Bill Snyder 2.0, something like this. But it's been a while since I've seen a record like this. 2-4, uncharted territory, and it could get worse for this team. And of course, you got a bye week, and then everybody's outside of me talking about, you know, Kansas destroying Kansas State in Lawrence. We're gonna find out about that. Like I said, I'm already prepared for us to lose that game, and I hate to jump hurdles to that point already. And we haven't even played a TCU game, but again, it means it's the fact that the amount of talking heads around here, around Kansas City, around the at least the midday sports show anyways, getting louder and louder. And of course, there's a lot of people that are picking Kansas already for that one. And rightfully so. I mean, K-State, they have failed expectations. we're not even to that point on the season. But if K-State is going to upset TCU Saturday afternoon on Fox, national televised game, yet last week was not a televised game, given the fact that game went all the way down to the final buzzer there, where we had a chance to win that game, and of course the kick gets game-winning attempt gets blocked there. But there are multiple opportunities for the kick again, just like the season, multiple opportunities in that game to put Baylor away. They didn't do it. The coaching staff gets in their own way. Everybody calling out everybody on the coaching staff, not just the head coach, obviously, because he's going to take the full responsibility for that. Everybody's going to get the blame on that, right? So, you know, are they going to change it? I have no clue, because the only changes we have seen, including staff-wise, obviously, going this year, well, prior to that was Courtney Messingham, obviously, getting relief of his duties there in place of Colin Klein. And, of course, Colin Klein does a great job, and then he gets poached by now the undefeated Texas A&M Aggies, who are playing my other college team. And hopefully, sorry, Coach Colin Klein, hopefully we take y'all down. I don't know what time that game is. Hopefully that's a night game so I can catch some type of football. So, hopefully we take them down. But anyways, going into this week, the Texas A&M Aggies undefeated. And there's been a lot of chatter throughout this season about Colin Klein being head coach, and specifically Kansas State, because obviously back when I was a student at K-State, toward the back end of my college career, Colin Klein became a star. and I actually started in my first year at Kansas State, where it was Carson Kaufman. Yep. Carson Kaufman was starting quarterback. I'm going right back to that. Yep, Carson Kaufman was starting quarterback and all that. And then, middle of the season, I think, the offense was struggling, and then Colin Klein started to get a lot more playing time and all that. So that's where that all started. That my very first year at Kansas State, Carson Kaufman, yes, you can laugh at me, K-State fans, Carson Kaufman was a starting quarterback for the Wildcats, and I'm impressed. I even remember that, because I can't remember even the simplest things here. But this is the KSU pregame here on the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer recording this pregame on Friday, October 10th, 2025, here in Kansas City. All things K-State sports. It is Kansas State taking on TCU, and I failed to mention here before I finish up that thought. Here, oh boy, let me see. The standing. Let me do this records here, folks. So TCU, your road team for this game. TCU 4-1, 1-1 in the conference play. Your Kansas State Wildcats 2-4 overall, and 1-2 in Big 12 play, 2:30 on Fox there as well. So if you're traveling to Manhattan to build to the Bill Snyder Family Stadium this weekend, or today, or early tomorrow, something like that, be safe out there. Try to have a good time, folks. I'm pretty sure you guys don't need me to say that there as well. But yeah, Carson Coughman was quarterback, and then Kong, I started getting more and more playing time, and the offense started to get a groove. And then, of course, we all know happened from there on, right? So, yeah, man, I mean, look, I just think to keep it simple for the offense, one key, I'm gonna stay on that train. Avery Johnson played his ass off last week for one stupid mistake, and that cost us the game. Pick six, pretty much like Patrick Mahomes. The KC Chiefs did the same thing that the KC Wildcats did. So, pick six. Both of those games had pick six in them. Quarterbacks throwing pick six. Now, again, the exception, I'm not a Chiefs fan, but I saw that game, watched that football game on Monday night. The same thing went to my head. Like, this is going to happen. Pick six. And that's exactly what happened in that game. K-State was going in for potentially the dagger on Baylor. That did not happen, obviously, there. And you got to score. I think the second thing, I'll just throw this in there, you got to score touchdowns here at this point, because Josh Hoover, my memory is correct, I read up on him, and then what they did last week, threw like four or five touchdown passes in the game. If you're going to even stay in the game, again, keep the home crowd in it. You guys punch first, I think, in my opinion, because you fall behind, I just don't think they're going to have the energy, this team, to do it. At this point in the season, you hear this old saying, like, you are what you are, right? So, again, you got to strike first. I'm going to ride that horse until right? Strike first. Avery Johnson, do what you did, man. Go out there, be decisive. Go out there, run hard. That's the fastest I see Avery run all year long, I think. That touchdown run to kick off the scoring that game last week in Waco, that was the fastest I've seen him run. If he does that the rest of the year, it'll be a tough defend. There was a lot of hype, Avery Johnson's hype, all the way up to this point, right? And so you got to take the kid gloves off. He's played enough football now. All right, this is time. If he outplays Josh Hoover, K-State upsets TCU. That's just fact of the matter is. And for that to even happen, This K-State defense has to find a way to slow down Josh Hoover at some point, put pressure on him, the front four. You got to win a battle up front. And that's going to be the one key to this game at some point. At some point this season, just like what you did in Iowa State, you control the line of scrimmage, going rewind back to Ireland, right? The front four, the front line, even though they were, for whatever reason, depth was an issue at the D-line, you have to affect Hoover. Get him to turn the ball over, sack him, do whatever you need to do to affect the rhythm of Josh Hoover. That's what it comes down to there. You did a good job in the first half against Sawyer Warburton, and all of a sudden he just went off. And Marcus Trigg had the most receiving yards against that K-State defense all year long. And I said that as well. I know I'm bringing points of reaction, but hey, that's what K-State played last. Right? So, again, you just got it. It's just to a matter of fact that if you're going to win this game, upset TCU, that's what it is. And funny enough, now again, let me see. Kind of going back here a little bit. Now again, K-State, interesting enough, this is the stat of the pregame. Right, K-State has won five of its last six meetings against TCU. And I don't think in Manhattan anyways, because the last time I went to this matchup in at the Bell, we won. We beat TCU. We hammered TCU, if I'm not mistaken, as well. Sonny Dykes, the head coach over at TCU. Now, again, we'll take a timeout here, and then we'll come back on the other side and talk briefly about TCU, and then go over the standings. And then, of course, you'll get my prediction. But, yeah, this is the stat of the pregame. That's the stat of the pregame. Five of his last six. Sonny Dykes 1-2 against Kansas State. And he ain't even won. He hasn't even won in Manhattan. You got to go back almost 6, 7 years, 2017, where he wasn't a head, well, actually, he wasn't even a head coach there in the last time K-State, or actually the last meeting there, 41-3, back in 2023, where K-State absolutely annihilated TCU. So, but obviously, TCU, this is a different team, though, than last year's team, obviously, but we didn't play TCU last year. My memory's mistaken there, so there's that information there. But usually, when K-State's away from the Bill against TCU, which is not the case here for Saturday's game, they struggle over there, down there in Fort Worth. So, but that's a stat right there. That blew me away right there. My 5 of his last 6. So you got something. You got something there, and you would like to keep it going because, as far as the Big 12 picture is concerned, yeah, mathematically, yeah, you're still in it. But looking at the rest of the second half of the schedule right here, we'll touch on that when we come back on the other side. It's really tough. So that's what it is here. K-State, TCU, K-State on Fox. When y'all listen to this, it'll be game day. Saturday, 2:30 on Fox. When we come back on the other side, talk briefly about TCU and their last matchup there. Josh Hoover went off. We'll go over the standings and then get your prediction on the Purple Project Podcast. We'll come back. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports pregame. TCU, Eddie Greer III here for this pregame episode here. All things K-State sports here as TCU gets set to take on Kansas State. TCU comes in Manhattan this weekend, 4-1, 1-1 in the, hang on a second, when we get it right here, folks. Oh, should know this by now. Yeah, I want to make sure, yeah. Now, I'm not screwing TCU, 4-1 in overall, 1-1 in conference play. Your K-State Wildcats, the home team, 2:30 on Fox, 2-4 overall, and 1-2 in conference play. Eddie Greer III here for this edition of this podcast here, folks. And yes, TCU, real quick here. Last week, knocked off Colorado in Fort Worth by 2 scores, 35-21 in the game there. Yeah, Josh Hoover, like I said in the first half, part of this pregame, 4 touchdown passes. For him in this ball game there, as he threw for, let me go to their stats here for a minute. Yeah, Josh Hoover, 23-33 against Colorado, 275, 4 TDs, and ran for another one. So 5 touchdowns, 20 more yards on the ground for Josh Hoover. K-State's going to have to, again, you're going to have to affect them. That is the key this for the defense in this game. You're going to have to affect them. Avery Johnson's going to have to outplay Josh Hoover, in case he has any chance to upset TCU at home on Saturday afternoon there. Let me see. Who else is there? Kevorian Barnes, 16 carries, 48 yards. Leading rusher for TCU in the game. Your leading receivers there featuring Joseph Manjack, the fourth there. He was targeted 8 times. 5 catches for 65 yards, and also with 65 yards as well, Eric McAllister, or McAllister, I should say, targeted 6 times, 4 catches for 65 yards, and McAllister had 2 of those TDs there in the ballgame. Your leading tackler on the TCU front, there is Jamel Johnson of TCU. So, again, they knocked off Colorado there, 35-21 there, sending hand in Colorado their 4th loss. Of the season there. We take a look at the rest of the scores from last weekend. I'm going to do probably a separate episode, Big 12 scoreboard for this week, or for a game for week 6. But the rest, BYU, all over West Virginia last week, 38-24. BYU, one of the undefeateds left, 5-0 and ranked 23rd in the country at that point in time. But one of the upsets last week, speaking of Iowa State, was handed the 1st loss of the season, upset on the road, Cincinnati. Who had that on the bingo card for 2025? Cincinnati. Cincinnati goes to 4-1 of the year, 38-30, and that one there, handing Iowa State their 1st loss, and that's a conference loss, by the way, which now transitions us into the standings in just a moment. Also, Arizona beat Oklahoma State, drilled them, 41-13. Texas Tech runs Houston out of their own building 35-11. In Kansas, that matchup, Dillon-Sunflower Showdown, looms huge in 2 weeks. And, of course, K-State's going to get the bye, so you're going to have an extra week to prepare for Kansas. KKU beat UCF, held on in Orlando 27-20. And we already mentioned TCU there as well. Standings here heading into week 7 of the 2025 college football season for the Big 12. BYU, Texas Tech, Arizona State, Cincinnati, all undefeated in the conference at 2-0 going in here. And then I'll probably end up saying it again on when I record the Big 12 scoreboard later. Iowa State, Baylor, Kansas is your next tier at 2-1. Then, of course, it's Arizona, Houston, TCU, Utah. And I'm going to throw in our K-State in there. Four of those teams are 1-1. K-State's 1-2. And the rest have not won a conference game yet. And that includes West Virginia, 0-3. Colorado, 0-3. Oklahoma State, 0-2. UCF, 0-2 as well. So there you go. There's that. For you, so at least if there's a positive for this head coach Chris Klieman, head coach led team, you're not winless in the conference there as well. Let me flip up my other tab here. Yeah, other than Dillon Edwards for this ball game here, let me see. I did see the injury report on his listed on there as well, and yeah, good thing I didn't stop recording. Yeah, Dillon Edwards out for this game. So again, we know what happens when Dillon Edwards now on the field, this offense struggling. You're gonna have to find somewhere else. Obviously, gonna have to find somewhere else to go. Devon Rice, Joe Jackson, and that's gonna put even more onus on Avery Johnson to make the right decisions in this ball game. And I can go down Dillon Edwards road. I'm not doing it. I'm not gonna do that right now. So there's that. For you as well. I know others here. Yeah, so yeah, that's another missed game for Dillon Edwards. So your explosive playmaker not on the field is going to affect things yet again. And here we go. And maybe next week we might have that sit down, have that discussion yet again about not having your biggest playmaker, at least your second biggest playmaker on the team there as well. You haven't had McCole McAllister all year. Adonis Moise. Looks like this is recent, so he's going to be out. Yeah, so Justice Clemens is the only person that is going to be probable for this game. Everybody else is out, a long-ass list, including McAllister. We ain't seen McAllister all year long. Dillon Edwards is out. Moise is out. Your wide receiver, Ralph Ortiz, Bryce Nornberg, your special teams guy's out. Cub Patton's been out all year. Your supposed starting kicker hasn't been out there either. Oh, yeah, yep, Toby Ullman, sign me up. I talked about the D-line trying to put pressure on the quarterback. You're not going to have Ullman, sign me out there tomorrow or today when you're looking at your listeners. Zach Wittenberg, McGuire Richmond, J.B. Nelson, George Fitzpatrick. My goodness, Fitzpatrick. He was supposed to be one of your great starting offensive tackles. He hasn't played all year long either. Michael Capata, Patrick Tackle, and Leighton Simmering are on this list there as well. So, well, I was going to pick TCU anyway to win this game anyway. And I'm going to go that way. I'm going to stick that way there, unless proven otherwise there tomorrow there as well. Yeah, I just got that feeling there. I'm going to hang around that 35-38 range somewhere in there. It's going to be somewhat of a 38-27 type of game. Yeah, we'll roll with that. TCU will win there now. I'll be more than me happy to be come back to the house, to the Airbnb, see K-State upset TCU. Now, I hang up. I'm not going to get my hopes up on that. But it's not the first time I pick against K-State on the pregame here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. So, well, we just got to see what happens with all that. So, again, folks, Case, this is homecoming. Can K-State make some magic happen during homecoming at 2:30 against TCU? Hey, I guess we'll have to find out and see. TCU 4-1, 1-1 in conference play, taking on your K-State Wildcats at the Bell, 2:30 Saturday on Fox, 2-4 and 1-2 in the Big 12 there. And time is starting to run out as we begin the second half, as K-State begins the second half of their season. So they're going to have to pull out 4 wins out of the rabbit out of the hat. And they're even going to be bowl eligible. We'll have to find out on Fox coming up Saturday. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're just to record K-State content again. Appreciate y'all getting K-State Nation hanging in with us here this week. It's kind of the back end of this week. It's been topsy-turvy for sure here, but we're going to do our best here to give y'all what y'all want. K-State content throughout this weekend. Homecoming weekend in Manhattan, Kansas. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another KSU pregame edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.